Dear brothers and sisters, I greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I welcome all of you to this service, likewise also those who are joining us online, experiencing the meeting together with us. We are grateful to God that He gives us another opportunity to come before His presence. And of course, we have come in great expectation. We have come hungry to again feast at the table of the Lord. For the Lord has prepared precious things for us. We are grateful for the wonderful songs of Zion which were sung, and also for the instruments which were played. It's just a heavenly sound which rejoices our hearts. I feel strengthened in our hearts. I don't know if you feel also like this. Yes, we thank our beloved brother Eric for his efforts. It's really worth it. Yes, also tonight we are gathered before the Lord and we want to sing a couple of songs or two songs. But before we sing, I would like I just want to help our brother Frank, and I want to read the greetings which have come in from all over the world. I start with the greetings from Serbia, greetings from Montenegro, greetings from Croatia, greetings from Vodina, greetings from Brazil, greetings from Mozambique, greetings from the former Soviet Union, greetings from Brother Trapani, greetings from Brother Beri from Hungary, from Brother Umar from India, from Brother Delo, from Brother Joannik, from Brother Kalongi, from Brother Chauffeur, from Brother Okello, greetings from Denver, Colorado, from Ottawa, Canada, greetings from Brother Jonathan, greetings from Brother Ludwig from Hungary, greetings from Abidjan, greetings from Peru, greetings from Brother John, greetings from Zambia, greetings from Malawi, from Benin, from Nigeria. He is wishing us a successful internet transmission at this weekend. From Lyon, Abidjan, from Barswa, from Kasondo, from Brother Adrian, greetings. From Brother Rachidi, greetings from Brother Grazian, from Ashdod, greetings from Brother Motika, from Brother Tabo, greetings from Brother Etienne, greetings from Erivan, and greetings from Armenia. Then many have phoned Brother Mbige, Brother Ngonga, Brother Bruce, Brother Kupfer, Brother Jackie from the Ivory Coast, greetings from brethren from Mozambique, greetings from Brother Udo, Brother Didier, Brother Graf, Brother Wendel, Brother Cecil, and Brother Joseph. Now, we quickly finished this. Also, we are greeting all our brothers from this place. I think most of them will be joining us right now online, and we are happy that all are joined with us in the Lord, and together we really can let ourselves be prepared also tonight. Now, let us sing a couple of songs. We start with song number 10 from these little booklets. Take the name of Jesus with you. Number 10. praise and thanks. Now we sing number 15, Redeemed, Redeemed. Number 15, How I Love to Proclaim It. Thank you. Yes, brothers and sisters, I believe we can all not grasp it actually, what redemption is, being delivered from the curse, from death. Brothers, sisters, it's such a great thing, the redemption, how our hearts should be grateful. Then, oh, how I have it so nice with Jesus. Since my life belongs to the Lord was taking care for me. He is my Lord, He is my God, He is my everything. He leads everything wonderfully. Oh, I have it so nice with Him. That's how the German Bible says. Yes, sometimes we are going through trials. That's right. But we are not alone. He is with us. And He leads us through. I don't know whether it stood out to you also. Also in the first song, in the last stanza, it says, He settles me and He makes me victorious in the battle. Yes, we are in a battle here on the earth with the powers of darkness. Yes, sometimes we are really brought into trouble, but ours is the victory, because the victor of Calvary conquered the enemy and he triumphed over him. And nevertheless, we have to go through some things. And also in the first song we have sung, let us move in Jesus' name. He is our refuge. In him we will have the victory. All the enemies are conquered through him. We don't have to fight ourselves. The Lord gave us the victory. We just have to trust him. And we will be carried through everything. To him be the glory and the worship. Now I read a word for the word of introduction. And then Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. From the prophet Isaiah, chapter 44, I would like to read. Isaiah chapter 44, from verse 6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I shall call and shall declare it, and set it in order for me? Since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Amen. May the Lord bless us. Let us stand up. Let us pray together. Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you for the victory of Calvary. We thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other rock. There is no other rock but you alone. We thank you for thy word which we heard already. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your blessing which we received already by singing the songs. We praise your holy name together. Together we want to have an experience with you. Lord, all of us, we need a new experience with you. Please, Lord, grant it to each one of us tonight. Give our brother the strength, the power to preach your word. Manifest thyself. Confirm thy word in our midst. We praise your name. We feel the working and moving of thy spirit. You are present. And we thank you for it in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Come from on high. Come, Spirit of the Lord. I love him. I love him. Thou art worthy. You may be seated. The Lord our God, may He bless us together. May He bless from the rising of the sun unto its setting. May He bless all over Europe, the Far East, South, North America. May He bless all of Africa. May He bless His people in all peoples, in all tongues and nations. We have a mighty report of the last missionary trip. I would like to thank all who were remembering this trip in their prayers. We had 11 meetings in 11 cities, and every day I was flying, every day I was preaching, and the brothers noted it down for me. In Pretoria, we had 600 people, in Blantyre, 170, in Zomba 250, in Lilongwe 450, Lusaka 800, in Solvezi more than 2,000, in Ndola 2,500, Johannesburg 1,200, in Cape Town more than 1,000, in Port Elizabeth 300, in Durban about 600, altogether about 9,000 people who were in the meetings and who heard the word of God. We are grateful to Brother Cecil in a special way, who arranged everything so perfectly. We will not go here into details, but it's really a victory for the truth, a victory in the kingdom of God. To the outward things we will not go into. There were, of course, asked questions that I should say something about some topics, But it's just not so easy for me to take time for such things. For instance, the car which drives of its own. I brought with me the whole report. It's really like this, that in the USA, in Nevada, that what Brother Branham has seen in 1933, a car is driving into the parking house, parking without that anybody sits at the steering wheel. And as Brother Branham said, that everything what was shown to him in 33 will be fulfilled before the return of the Lord. Now, our attention is not put and directed on these things, but our attention is on the calling out, on the preparation of the bright church of Jesus Christ. We are grateful for the prophetic ministry. We are grateful that God has kept His word and that He has sent a prophet, because without the divine sending, we would not have a message today at all. We would not have a Bible, biblical orientation. We would not know in what time we are living. There was really a need of a prophet to put the word of prophecy upon the lampstand and to give us the insight into all of the plan of salvation of our God by His grace. Our attention is of course directed mostly to Israel and to that what is happening in the surroundings. Our attention is directed to that what is happening with the Vatican and with Jerusalem, and also on Putin and all things, what is going on. And we are watching all these things. Now, what really touches me the most is that the difference between the true faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord, that this difference is emphasized. And you all know what is meant with this. 1 John chapter 4, every spirit which does not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh, this is the Antichrist. What are we doing with all the church history, with all the church representatives who are saying that the Father has begotten the Son in eternity and has born in? It's totally Antichrist from A to Z. And in all of the Old Testament, in the 3,600 years, no one ever spoke of a Father in heaven. Never somebody spoke to a Son. There was no conversation in these 3,600 years. In all of the Old Testament, over 6,000 times, Lord God, Elohim Yahweh. But everything was interpreted. And one really doesn't have to think about it. Also the newest news from the Vatican now, that the remains of the bones of Peter were displayed, where 60,000 people were watching how they allegedly the remains of the bones of Peter should be there. My God in heaven. What does this have to do with God? And all of the world is jubilating. All the world is watching. And all are deceived. All are lied to. All are led into error. And this with reference to a single word, to a single scripture, to one scripture. And this is written in Peter. In 1 Peter. 1 Peter. And here in chapter 5. Excuse me. And this last, in the second last verse. 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 13, the church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you, and so doth Marcus my son. And of this scripture, all the Bible interpreters, without any exception, they made the claim that Babylon is Rome. So, therefore, Peter was in Rome. I brought this article with me, or perhaps it's still in the office. Babylon is in the Iraq, right 90 kilometers away from Baghdad. And whoever reads Daniel 1 verse 1, he will of course know what is meant with Babylon. What was meant, namely Nebuchadnezzar, the boss in Babylon. And the first empire was the Babylonian Empire. The second was the Medo-Persia. And the third one was the Greek Empire. And then the fourth empire, the Roman Empire, started. But so that they can hide behind one scripture and leading the people astray, therefore they are just believed like this. They believe like this. You all know still Brother Maynard. I could not fly with him at the time, but he was flying to the city of Baghdad. He made a journey up to Babylon. He has seen the rubble of Babylon, 90 kilometers away from Baghdad. Why do I say this? Because the whole world is deceived and lied to, and all the world believes it. But the children of God, they believe only the truth. This Babylon, the Babylon in Revelation, this I read you briefly. What is being said about this? And this is then the great Babylon, not that what is now there in rubble. Since about 100 years, they are searching the rubble there. No, in Revelation 14, it's written in verse 8. And there followed another angel, saying, Revelation 14, 8, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Who is meant with this? To that they are not referring. To this they are not referring. It would be good. It would be good if they would refer to the scriptures which really apply to them. And then, in chapter 16, in the book of Revelation, chapter 16, we have once again, in verse 19, and the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And the great city Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And then the next scripture in chapter 17, Revelation chapter 17, verse 5, here it's written, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And then the message which was addressed to us is in chapter 18, Revelation 18, from verse 2, the Babylon is described. And in verse 4, it says, the last call goes forth. The last call, verse 2, Revelation 18, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. Also Putin and all who they might be. And the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And now, the word of prophecy, the admonition. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Brothers and sisters, let us say it time and again anew, how grateful we can be that God, through the prophetic ministry in our time, that he has opened our hearts, our ears, our eyes, that we hear, that we see, that we can understand, and by grace that we can place everything correctly. So, the last call, ye my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Why do we say this time and again, that from all denominations who are joining now with Rome in the World Council of Churches, that all must separate, all must come out. Only one thing is necessary, to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Brothers and sisters, did we recognize the importance of the last message? Has it become clear to us of what God is really about to do without compromise, preaching the everlasting Word of God? And as Brother Branham repeatedly he said, the unbelief is the original sin, because Eve was coming under the influence of the enemy. Therefore, she didn't believe anymore what God said, but she believed the interpretation which the enemy gave her. And brothers and sisters, this is up up to today like this. Whoever does not believe what God has said, but who permits that the enemy gives him his version, then it's almost too late. Please, only receiving what God said. Also about this. Now, just to mention this now. The falsification started with the first verse of the Bible. There in the Hebrew, the word Elohim is written. In our Bible, God is written. Elohim. And Elohim is in the plural. That's how the scribes are saying it. And from the first verse of the Bible, they were saying that God exists in plurality. But God doesn't exist in a plurality of persons. God is all in all. He is Creator. He is Savior. He is Healer. He is King. He is all in all. Elohim, all in all. Then it continued with, let us make man. Instead of going on to Genesis 11, verse 7, where the Lord himself said, let us go down, and to Isaiah 6, who wants to be our messenger? Let us go to Job 38. Where were you when I created the earth, when the sons of God were jubilating? 2 Chronicles 18:18. One has to go throughout all the Bible to respect the word of God, to receive and accept, and not to allow any interpretation be valid, but going back to the original. And the original is the word of God. The word of God is the original seed. And every adding, every interpretation must be rejected with all your heart. There's no other way. Also Matthew 13. The Lord sowed the good seed, and then came the enemy. Out of the good seed can never become an evil seed, and out of an evil seed can never become a good seed. Every seed brings forth after its own kind. That's how it is written in Genesis chapter 1. And in Isaiah 53, verse 10, it's written, and his seed will serve him. And when he will give his life as a offering, then he will sow seed and he will live longer. Brothers and sisters, we are of divine seed. The divine seed in the singular, and we as the plural, because that's how God said it to Abraham in the first promise. In thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. And Paul lines it out that God firstly, he calls out for his name, and then he will again establish the tabernacle of David again. Everything is happening, and we really entered the last phase of the end time, and we know, based upon Bible prophecy, we know that we are very close to the end. And that now the separation is really taking place. And that the message which Brother Branham was entrusted with, that this message must be preached to all nations. To some as a witness, for a witness, and to the others for the calling out. But God is watching over everything and rules everything. And brothers and sisters, we have to take the matter very seriously. And I say it tonight, that our responsibility before God is probably the greatest of all times. The decision which we make now, we take over into eternity. It cannot be changed anymore. And therefore, back to the Word, back to the Holy Scripture. And as written in the Old Testament, in Joshua, chapter 21, Joshua chapter 21, verse 45, Joshua 21, verse 45, there failed not aught of any good thing, not one promise which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel, all came to pass. Amen. All came to pass. And this we can say with all our hearts. All promises which God has given us will come to pass. Not one will remain. Not one. The Lord God is, of course, responsible for His own word. He stood for it. We read it briefly from Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6. Here it was shown to us in what kind of way the Lord God has taken an oath for His promises. Hebrews 6, verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater, he swear by himself. He swear by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. We have need of patience, joined with faith, until the last promises of God have become a reality. Then verse 17, Hebrews 6 verse 17, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the unchangeableness of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Brothers and sisters, this is tremendous, beyond measure, that God placed Himself under the oath, so that we know it was not only said, it was as it was said, it will happen. There's an oath to it. Therein, our faith is anchored. And as already mentioned, the responsibility which we have now is most probably the greatest one. And I say it today very openly and freely. Last week, when I was reading through many circular letters, then I have underlined how often the Lord addressed me with my servant. Yes. I never counted it, but in the past week, I underlined it and I counted it 16 times. 16 times I, with these ears, I have heard the voice of the Lord. And firstly, the Lord said, my servant, not only on the 2nd of April, not only in Marseille, not only in Edmonton, not only here at to buy the neighboring property. Every time I underlined it, the tears were running down. And I was thinking by myself, dear Lord, what kind of responsibility you have given me with this? Do you understand what it means to preach the word, the last message now, in truthfulness, in faithfulness, to pass on what God has given us by His grace? And then we, of course, recognize that it was meant when Brother Branham was told that the message would forerun his second coming. Not some kind of fantasies and doctrines. No, back to the Word, back to the Bible, back to the beginning, back to the foundation, upon which one has to continue to be built. So the message of the hour is coming out from all confusion, coming out from all traditions, out from all unbelief, back to the Word, back under the blood of the Lamb, back into the Word, which remains forever, back under the leading of the Holy Spirit, so that we, as a separated people, can really reach the goal. What really stood out to me in Mark 13, where was it? I will proclaim what was hidden since the foundation of the world. And when I was reading this, the thought came to me, how faithful is our God? Proclaimed, revealed, and then He has opened our understanding for the Scripture. This is grace. Matthew 13. Here, Matthew 13, verse 35. Matthew 13, verse 35. So soll sich das, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. And then in the seven parables comes the main thing of the seed, that the seed which the sower, which sows the good seed, is the Son of Man, and the enemy is sowing his seed. Brothers and sisters, the predestination of God based upon the foreknowledge. God didn't say, you I take into heaven and you I send to hell. No, God wanted that all people are helped and saved, and that all are coming to the knowledge of the truth. But in the same way, God knew that not all will believe, that not all would come, that not all will receive and accept. And here's the mystery. As our Lord then opened his mouth and he spoke in parables, namely that what was hidden, that what was ordained by God from the foundation of the world, to reveal it and to speak about it. What is our task? Also, we have been chosen before the foundation of the world. The Lamb of God was ordained before the foundation of the world to die for us. Therefore, we really have to accept and receive and have to believe with all our hearts. And the main thought which makes me busy is really, I don't speak of myself, I just say it in general. After Brother Branham, the true word was carried into all the world. And what came then? What kind of seed came then? With all the interpretations? With all? And therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to come back to the original. And no one can take something for himself except it is given to him by God. And whom he calls, that's how we read it. He preaches the word. Not stories. He preaches the word. Also yesterday I was reading the first seal. The first seal. How Brother Branham speaks very clearly. The message of the hour is back to the word. And we all know heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word remains forever. And if the word is in us, then we abide with the word. And brothers and sisters, in the moment where we believe the word with all our hearts, then it's revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. In that moment, when we hear it and when we receive it by faith, it's revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Because only the Holy Spirit leads into all truth. And then, Brother Branham was also asked, what is the genuine, the final sign that we received the Holy Spirit? And up to that time, his conviction was that it is love, the love which never ceases. That will be the sign, he thought. And we know faith, hope, love, and love triumphs over everything. God is love, and love remains. This we all know. And behold, the angel of the Lord came into the room, and he corrected Brother Branham. And he said, the final, the absolute sign is that every word of God is believed. Love, somebody can pretend, say, I love you, I love you. And in John it says, don't love in the way of Cain, who slew his brother. Perhaps love can be imitated, but the word of truth, getting it revealed by the Holy Spirit. May God give it to us. May God give us everything what is written in the Sermon of the Mount. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. May God give it to you. May God give it to me. But in the same way, that everything will pass away. Even we would know all the mysteries and we would not have the love of God, then we are nothing. And then as the third one, and as the absolute, the Word. Every word. Not only the words which we choose. No, every word of God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which God spoke, and by every promise which God has given. It really overwhelmed me, and it's really like this. And then we come to the point. Whoever claims to believe the word, and to whom does it really apply? That he doesn't add to the word, that he doesn't take anything away from the word, that he doesn't interpret anything. And even the Thunder Brothers, who were now in my meetings in South Africa, they were confirming it to our brothers, and they said, We have been convinced that Brother Frank is correcting the prophet, but by the sermon, by this preaching, we have been taught better things. He really preached only the word. Only the word accomplishes for what it was sent for. It's not the messenger. It's the message. And this we have to accept once for all. It's not written who believes our messenger. Who believes our message? Who believes the message, the report? On the other side, there cannot be a message without a messenger. God sends his messengers so that he can bring his message among the people. And when we read the epistles of Paul, how he writes that by his ministry everything would and should come to the end. This was for his period wonderful. God blessed him in a wonderful way, and he has given a wonderful introduction into the plan of salvation of God. But now, I'm asking you to pay attention, not only with words, but in the deed, God has brought us back to the original faith for which we should contend. Jude, verse 3, contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, not to the unbelievers. To the saints it was delivered once for all. Without any fanaticism, we are standing upon the word of God, and we know heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word remains forever. And Peter, he of course said it, this is the word which we preached unto you. The same Peter says, many prophets and saints were wishing to see what you are seeing, and they have not seen it. And then he lines out, they didn't minister themselves, they were ministering unto you, and to you the gospel was preached by the men who were endued with the power from on high. So, back to that, what God has given us through Peter, through James, through John, through Paul, what God has given us by all the doctrine of the apostles, what he said to us. We cannot choose this we believe and this we don't believe. No, just believing as the scripture has said it, and to receive it, and by grace to get it revealed. In the summary, brothers and sisters, it really becomes greater and greater to me how great the responsibility is which we have now. The responsibility to preach the whole counsel of God, to give the last call, ye my people, come out. Whoever would like to give this call, he first must have come out himself. No one who is in a denomination can give the call, come out. No. Also, God had to call out Brother Branham out from the Baptist church. A couple of times, he said, Pastor Roy Davis ordained me as a preacher, and so forth. But then God ordained him. Then God ordained him. I gave it here as a testimony. When somewhere in South America, the man of the TV program, he was praying in the formula, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He was praying like this. And I really felt otherwise. I had no choice. I had to say it. 1948, I was ordained by preacher Richard Chase. I was baptized in the three titles. But in the moment when I heard what really is and how should be baptized, I told it to you here. Firstly, I stopped the tape and I was thinking, but you are spirit baptized. And the baptism in the spirit is a confirmation. What shall I do now? And then I listened again, and the third time, then it was so far that I knew I have to be rebaptized biblically. Brother Alfred Borg, Brother Helmut Frank, and some others, Brother Schmidt, we then went to the Rhine River and we baptized each other. So, not only to preach the word, but firstly to live according to the word, being baptized biblically, being baptized in the spirit biblically. Everything must be placed biblically by His grace. As we read in Joshua, not one single promise remained which God has given. Not one remained unfulfilled. And what happened after Moses has done his ministry? Then he was allowed to go upon Mount Nebo, and he was allowed to look into the land of promise, but he was not allowed to enter. And here is the great mystery, brothers and sisters. When God called Brother Branham home, everything was said, what God had to say to us. Everything was revealed, what God had to reveal to us. We don't have to add anything to it. We just have to place it back into the Bible, and we have to let ourselves be placed so that we find our place in the church. What happened after? The stepping, the entering of the land of promise. The entering, and only then the promise which God had given and which has sworn to Abraham, I will give you a land which flows with milk and honey, the crowning of the creation, this land I will give unto you. And then it happened that Moses finished and completed his ministry, and then the Ark of the Covenant was placed upon the shoulders of the Levites, and the River Jordan was divided, just the same as the Red Sea was divided. And why? Because the Word of God was in the Ark of the Covenant. But not only the Ark and the Word, but when I see the blood, then I will pass over you. Brothers and sisters, let us say it very clearly. The redemption starts with the saving of the soul. The redemption starts by recognizing that we are lost, without God, without hope, living in this world, and that we have to call upon the Lord, and then it's being fulfilled. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever doesn't call upon him will not be saved. It's impossible. Joel said it. Peter said it. In the first sermon, and Paul in Romans chapter 11. So, addressed to all. And this we really say in love. All who have not yet dedicated their lives to the Lord, who have not yet the assurance of faith to have received forgiveness, to have experienced the grace of God personally, and to know God was in Christ and has reconciled the world with himself. And Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God, which took away the sin of the world. He has shed his precious and holy blood, the blood of the new covenant, to redeem us, to give us forgiveness and salvation and grace. But we have to receive it and accept it by faith, just accepting it, thanking the Lord for it, and then, as the next one, receiving the Word as the seed, so that the Holy Spirit can come upon us, and so that the Word can be brought to life in us. As we said it here the last time, God can only seal that what comes from him. He cannot seal any error. He cannot seal a lie. He cannot seal anything, but only the divine content he can seal. And therefore, no mixing is allowed. And as we read here in Hebrews, God made an oath to fulfill everything in the heirs of his promise. And if we are believers, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ. And our Lord is the firstborn among many brethren. In his deity, he remains the only God which was and is and will ever be. But when he became man, and this we just recognize in a wonderful way, when he became man, he had to be everything. He had to become everything what belongs to our redemption. He had to be the Lamb of God. He had to become the mediator of the new covenant. He had to become the advocate. He had to fulfill all these tasks, but not as a second person of God. No, in his revelation, in his manifestation for our salvation, in connection with our salvation, which was given to us by God. And when the completion comes, that's how it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 28. When then the completion comes, then the Son will have fulfilled all his tasks. And from that time on, God will be all in all again. Then it will not be spoken anymore of a mediator or of an advocate. Then it will be as it was in eternity. And we, in the completion, we will be before God and appear before God as sons and daughters. And we will remain forever what God has made out from us. The plan of redemption is just marvelous. And as I said, he remained the Lord God. And when he became man, everything what was necessary and everything what was foreshadowed in the Old Testament, this he had to become, so that we can find grace before him, having part in the divine nature by his grace. But let us underline it once again. For us as the redeemed, for us as the really pardoned ones by God, it's now very important that we believe what God has promised to us. And we say it always. No promise will remain unfulfilled up to the promise of the return of our Lord. God willing, in the next service, we will speak about it. How precious the promise has become to us, which God has given to us for this time. Really, he has given it to us. And that we can have part in its fulfillment by his grace. This is, of course, the commission which we carry out. Therefore, we are going into all the world to give the last call, to give the last message. We go from east and west, south and north, so that the last ones are being called out, so that the number gets full, and so that the trumpet can sound, and so that the Lord can return to take his own home. And God willing, in every sermon, in every meeting, we will point to it. Only those who will be ready, they will go into the marriage supper. And we will have to point to it, that the faith is connected with obedience. That we can say with a sincere heart, no own way anymore, no own will anymore, decide you alone, so that we lay our will into the will of God, and so that the faithful God can work everything in us what he wants to do up to the completion. Let us say it once again. Not only I, my brothers in all countries, they have a great responsibility to bring the word of this time with all the promises, to pass it on, to let the last call go forth. Come out of Babylon. Touch not the unclean thing. Then ye shall be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God. Brothers and sisters, this is not a message which makes you depressed. This is a message which makes you happy. What could happen to us better than to hear the last call, to believe it, and to experience what God is doing right now? To Him, our faithful Lord, be the honor. May all do what they like. God speaks to His people, and He says, "My sheep hear My voice. A stranger they will not follow." No, we are following the Lord. We are believing His word, and we glorify the power of His blood, of His word, and of His spirit. And we are grateful that we can experience this mighty and wonderful period of time, and that we can have part in that, what God is doing right now. Can you all believe it? Then let us stand up. Let us thank the Lord together. Before we thank, let me ask whether special prayer requests are in our midst. And all who are joining us online, they may bring now their requests before the Lord God. In every meeting which our Lord had, He said to all, He helped all who came to Him. Not a single one He cast away, He sent away, not one. He made the blind seeing. He made the lame walk. He kept His word. As it is written in Isaiah 35, when the Lord comes, the blind shall see and the lame shall walk. Brothers and sisters, when the risen Lord comes into our midst, as He promised, then the same will happen. It will repeat. Let us be in unity of faith. Let us fully trust that the Lord fulfills every promise. Also that one, where two or three are gathered in My name, there I am in the midst of them. And the promise, I will be with you always until the end of the world. And also the promise, those who believe, these signs shall follow. The Lord says, the world sees Me no more, but ye shall see Me. Oh, the wonderful promises. And all are true, and all are being fulfilled in our time. Before we pray together, I just would like to ask, whoever has a special request, please raise your hand briefly. Yes? Yes? Oh God. Let us sing Just As I Am. Let us raise our hands and let us sing it. And as sure as the Lord commanded to preach in his name the forgiveness of sins to all nations, so sure it is given to all who believe with all their hearts. Luke 24, verse 47, and because of his name, repentance and forgiveness of sins shall be preached unto all nations, firstly in Jerusalem. So, the forgiveness of sins is being preached by the blood which was shed on the cross of Calvary. It's preached. Receive it. Accept it with all your heart. The preaching is for you. It's for all of us. Receive it and thank the Lord with all your heart for it. Great God. Together we are coming before the throne of grace. You entered with your own blood as the high priest into the Holy of Holies. And you placed it upon the mercy seat. We thank you for the forgiveness, for the reconciliation. We thank you for your word. We thank you that your spirit bears witness unto our spirit that we are the children of God. Brothers and sisters, young and old, receive it, accept it by faith. The forgiveness of sins God has given to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That what we are preaching is becoming a divine reality to them who believe the preaching of the cross. And Paul said, we are preaching Jesus Christ, the crucified one. And the word of the cross is the power of God. Tonight in our midst, the word of the cross, it is finished. It's the power of God. And the faith is the victory which has overcome the world. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. To him, the only God, to the true God, who is the same, besides whom there is no other. He is and remains God throughout all eternity. Did you receive it? Say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And God's word does also not return void today, but it accomplishes for what it was sent for.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Let us sing, oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus.
Halleluja. Preis sei unserem Gott.
You may be seated. Our God is a faithful God. We have heard His word. We received it by faith. We are just grateful for that what He has done by His grace. Now, right in closing, all who were listening, or all who are listening right now, all who are watching, I would like to wish you God's richest blessing in all tongues, in all nations. And our brothers who are translating, may God bless them. And may He be with them in a special way. How grateful we can be that now the whole world can be reached. The whole world is being reached. And all who are ordained for eternal life, they will believe. And all who are ordained for the bride church, they will receive and accept what the bridegroom has to say unto the bride in this time. They will believe the last message, which is grounded in the word. They will believe it with all their hearts. And they will give glory to the Lord God for it. Then just we lay it really unto your heart to close this day in silence. And the parents are watching over their children. Really pay attention that there is divine harmony, that the divine harmony is manifested, and that all are really blessed all over the earth. Remember me in your prayers. I feel that the responsibility becomes heavier and heavier. But the Lord God gives always grace. The Lord God gives always grace. May He bless Israel, His chosen people. May He bless His church, His chosen church from all peoples, tongues and nations. We are also happy that all our brothers are here from various countries of Africa. Even one brother from the capital of the Ivory Coast. Difficult to pronounce. What is it? Muzuku. What? Feel at home. Feel free. As we said, may all be blessed in the name of the Lord. Let us stand up once again, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Almighty God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you in particular for the message which you have let us know in this time. We thank you also for the messenger which you have sent. But we also thank you for all whom you ordained to pass on this message. O God, please give grace to all of us that we receive what we are hearing. As we heard it right now, sealed is only the word. Only thy word is sealed. Everything else remains behind. Please be merciful to us, to each one of us. Let everything be far away from us. but keep us in thy word and give grace that your spirit can confirm thy word for the glory of thy name. We thank you that you are giving grace that we can believe and that you are sealing your word. Bless us, Lord, as it was prayed, give grace that we bear one another, that we bear one another in peace and in silence, not teaching one another, but that what you told us through your word, that we keep it in good hearts. Because the faith was once delivered unto the saints. Be merciful to our brother in particular. Lord, we pray you, give instructions how things must be said, and we want to receive it, and we want to praise you, the true God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We ask our brother from the Ivory Coast, who has to travel back tomorrow, please come now and pray with us. Is the brother here from the capital of the Ivory Coast? Is he in this building? Where is he? Yes, please come now. Come to the front. Brother Arben, please come and translate our brother. The name of our Lord be blessed. I'm Brother Jean-Stéphane Coffin. Right now I'm staying in Abidjan. May the Lord bless you all. I give you the greetings from your brothers and sisters from Abidjan. Lord, our Father, we want to praise you. We are so grateful to you that we can be gathered here tonight. We are gathered from all the ends of the earth to hear your wonderful word. We thank you, Lord, because you blessed us from the riches of your grace. We thank you because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for it's a great privilege that we can hear the revealed word from the mouth of your servant. We ask you, Lord, bless your word in our hearts. Let us ponder upon it. And may your word accomplish and bear fruit. Continue to be with us and lead us as you did it until now. Through thy Holy Spirit, we have prayed in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Heaven and earth may be. And all the people say, Amen. Each one is wishing God's blessing to each one.